Over the weekend, over 3,200 Nevadans got their first look at the damage caused by a wildfire that blackened one of Nevada's most popular recreation areas in the Ruby Mountains. KUNR's Dana O'Connor has more.
Naaman Horn is the fire information officer for the Humboldt-Toyabe National Forest. He spent the weekend directing traffic on the Lamoille Canyon Scenic Byway, 20 miles south of Elko. Officials were allowing vehicle-only tours through the canyon after the Range 2 fire burned through the area on September 30th.
Yeah, we had about 9,000 acres burned. And, it looks pretty typical to a lot of the fires you see around here. There are a handful of patches of fall foliage left over, but there's also a lot of black on the ground.
Horn says hundreds of aspen, mountain mahogany, and cottonwood trees were destroyed in the canyon, and the site left many of the locals heartbroken.
You know, a lot of people are emotional. You know, we have a lot of people who are pretty sad driving through here. They have long ties to this area, family connections, people who've been married here. The Boy Scout camp, which is now owned by the Lions Club, that's one of the places where we lost a couple structures.
Horn says the trees will take years to regrow, but the land is resilient and the grasses will come back fairly quickly. The Forest Service will send out a burned area response team to assess the damage.
We have soil scientists and geologists and hydrologists and engineers and a variety of other folks, and they analyze the area, assess it for both resource damages and also potential hazards and threats to people in the area.
The response team will then coordinate a plan to restore the area. Volunteers will be part of that plan. Horn says the Elko Lions Club is already signing up people to rebuild historic Camp Lamoille. Dana O'Connor, KUNR News.